Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Just tuned in to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, broadcasting from deeply held patriot territory in the Free Zones, the American Redoubt, the safe haven and refuge and fallback position for God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to episode 2018, the 18th podcast of 2020. Be confused with also our shows on KTW, the American Christian Network affiliate out of Spokane. Hopefully you guys are enjoying those as well. I want to invite you to listen. If you are in the Spokane or Coeur d'Alene areas, those are live from 9 to 9:30 every Saturday morning. And then, of course, we upload those to the podcast, too. So you can listen to those if you're not able to catch it while it's live. And those are live streamed as well, just like this one is here on Sunday evening, when we don't have gremlins in the system and when we're not under attack from the forces, the dark forces on the left who don't want our message to get out. It's no different than Radio Free Europe, the Liberty Radio or Radio Liberty during the Cold War. Well, the communists were continuously trying to disrupt the message and jam the signal and everything else. So it's no different today, but we've got a lot of stuff to cover, a lot of stuff that's in the news cycle right now. Of course, more than we can ever get close to covering comprehensively, but we're going to do our best and try to highlight some of the, some of the more salient points, things that are really affecting us. Or could affect us, things that we need to be aware of for our situational awareness, and try to make sense of some of the swirling information and misinformation, highlight some things that we need to be aware of because we are living in a very precarious time in the history of our country, especially as Christians who want to preserve all of the founding principles of this shining beacon on a hill, the United States, which they want to snuff out, globalists and communists, which is synonymous, actually, the enemies of America. So let's get into the news and commentary, which is brought to you by Glenn Tate, the author, and Shelby Gallagher, the author, husband and wife. He's the author of the 10-book prepper novel series, the 299 Days series, with 10 books out, including audio. And she's the author of the 3-book series, A Great State. And those 3 books are also in audiobook as well. And they also co-host together the Prepping 2.0 show, taking your preps or preparedness to the next level, 2.0. You can learn more about that by going to prepping2-0.com. All right, so in the news, from the Gateway Pundit, I love this. I've been tracking this president in Brazil, Eduardo Bolsonaro, is the president. No, wait. He is the son, forgive me there. He's the son of the Jair Bolsonaro. So he tweeted a monster video of his father on Saturday, according to Eduardo. On Friday, the Brazilian Supreme Court issued an order to expose one of President Bolsonaro's private meetings with his staff. And so they're trying to out him. They're trying to expose him. What was this explosive thing that he said that's going to damage him? But it is beautiful. He rants against the communists. So this article at the Gateway Pundit, goes on to say, what is predictable is the leftists at Yahoo, the Yahoo News, and elsewhere, believe this is bad news for the anti-communist Brazilian president. But it couldn't be further from the truth. President Bolsonaro goes on an expletive-laced rant against the communists, the radical mayors in Brazil who take away the rights of the people, and at the end, he cheers gun ownership. The Trump of the topics continues to prove Brazilian voters he is everything he promised them he would be. And this is the guy that is often hailed as Brazilians' version of President Trump. And he has got the communists, the leftists, the globalists absolutely spinning like their heads are going to pop off. It's just awesome. So where's this at? Oh, there we go. Jair Bolsonaro goes off about governors and mayors having citizens arrested and says the obvious, a well-armed people can't be enslaved by tyrants. There's somebody who gets it. There are some world leaders who get it. Thank goodness President Trump also gets that. But in this rant, he says, what these SOBs want is our freedom. That was a statement that was leaked by order of their Supreme Court there. You have to leak this document. It must be released. The public must know what type of horrible things you have said. Isn't that great? So it's actually kind of backfiring on the... I'll tell you what, if they release some of the private rants that President Trump has unleashed on his staff, his ratings would go up. The left would try to hurt him with it, and his ratings would go up. Well, in other news, from the signsofthelastdays.org, and this is on multiple outlets all over the internet, a church was burned down in an arson attack for defying the closed-down orders and holding gatherings. A church in Mississippi was destroyed by a suspected arson fire after its pastor filed a lawsuit challenging gathering restrictions amid the coronavirus outbreak. First Pentecostal Church in Holly Springs, Mississippi burned down, and when investigators from the sheriff's office got to the scene, they found graffiti in the church parking lot that said, "Bet you stay Let me start over. Quote, "Bet you stay home now, you hypocrites." Close quote. And the pastor says, we've kind of racked our brains and we have no idea. No enemies that we know of. Oh, pastor, you've got some situational awareness to hone. You have enemies everywhere. This is incredible. Watching this pandemic hysteria, this communist Chinese virus, is affecting the brain. I think that's the truth of it. It's not the virus itself. What the virus is the hysteria and the globalist agenda around this. You go against this, and I mentioned this. Where did I mention this? A speech that I gave or something, somewhere. Maybe I mentioned it also on the show, but I remember seeing a couple of weeks ago, it was either in Spain or Italy. Man, I wish I would have grabbed this story. I saw it, and it was a fleeting thing that somebody posted and the link to it, and I went and I looked at it. The police were called by their fellow citizen snitches because some people on the street were seen not social distancing. So the police show up and they beat the offenders who were not social distancing. The police show up, they're beating these people for not social distancing after snitches call the police, and a crowd gathers and they cheer. They cheer the police for beating people for not social distancing. This is hysteria. Now we're burning churches to the ground. And the pastor's like, I don't know if we have any, I can't think of any enemies. You've got enemies all around you. This is a war against God. This is a world that is accelerating its open warfare against God. And of course, they can't reach God. So who can they reach? His followers. They hate you because your church is open. Christ said, When they persecute you, don't worry. They persecuted me first. They hated me first. Count it as a blessing to be persecuted for my sake. That's what he said. From the Freedom Project, this was written by Alex Newman, posted at the Freedom Project. Left-wing hate group viciously targets Christian homeschool advocates. The fringe left-wing hate group Political Research Associates, or PRA, Political Research Associates, has come out with guns blazing to smear public school exit. Now, Public School Exit is an organization, it's a new movement, aimed at rescuing as many children as possible from government schools. I think one of the best things to have come from this communist Chinese virus outbreak, so-called pandemic, is that our schools were closed. The government indoctrination centers have been closed. That's one of the best things that could have happened. Well, there's this new movement, Public School Exit, trying to encourage people to get their kids out of the public government indoctrination centers, are now under attack. They are being called anti-government. Let me read on here. Public School Exit leaders were excited about the prospects for the peace when they were contacted for commentary by an anti-Christian transgender activist who goes by the name Chrissy Stroop. The hope was that it would potentially spark some follow-up attacks in the establishment press and that this would help build public awareness about PSE, Public School Exit, and the dangers of government school indoctrination, sexualization, and dumbing down. Well, the rambling screed headlined Mission to Destroy Public Education Rebrands Under COVID-19, which is typical of how communist propagandists are going to they're going to spin things. It reads like the unhinged babbling of a madman with a ferocious and potentially dangerous vendetta against people of faith, parents, family, homeschooling, and individual liberty. The list of lies, dishonest claims, and fake insinuations in the piece was jaw-dropping. Well, none of us are actually surprised because we've seen so much of this. But I guess to the uninitiated, if you haven't seen communist propaganda and hit pieces and smear pieces by so-called social justice warriors and the like and the ilk, this probably would make your jaw drop. But Christian patriots, we need to start getting thick skin and be bold and be courageous in the faith. Don't back down. But anyway, the column repeatedly argued that conservatives, Christians, and homeschooling in general are authoritarian or somehow oppressive. And this author, this transgender author, Stroop, goes on to accuse PSE, Public School Exit, of being anti-government. He makes a good point here. Alex Newman makes a good point here. If this author had done even the slightest amount of research, though, he would know that nobody associated with PSE is anti-government at all. As Christians, the leadership all agree that government is important, is ordained by God, and should be obeyed unless its demands run counter to God's demands. PSE leaders agree with America's founding fathers, too, when they said the purpose of government was to protect the God-given rights of life, liberty, and property. In short, PSE leaders are all very pro-government. Excellent. But this is to be expected. The spin doctors on the left continue. And here's another one from Breitbart News. Harvard professor blames Christianity's malignant belief in afterlife for lockdown protests. A Harvard psychology professor, Steven Pinker, said Thursday that the push for reopening society from lockdowns comes from Christianity's malignant delusion of belief in an afterlife. Who's delusional here? Atheists who believe in this life alone are more concerned with health and safety, Professor Pinker suggested in a tweet, while Christians tend to devalue actual lives and live a riskier existence. Really? Like people that are sexually promiscuous and they are using abortion as birth control? That's not a riskier existence there? And And who's not actually valuing lives? But, well, these people are liars to their core. So what do you expect? Pinker was responding to an article this week in the Washington Post, which examined findings that Democrats take the virus, quote unquote, more seriously. In other words, they've swallowed the propaganda than Republicans and are more willing to support restrictive government edicts in response to the pandemic. It's not a pandemic. It's a panic-demic. All the models and everything that we were told have not panned out. We played along. We took it seriously because the virologists and so-called professionals at the CDC and the Institute for Health and I forget what the other acronym, the word in the acronym for, and the World Health Organization, all these so-called professional doctors telling us that millions of people are going to die from this, or tens of thousands, and none of it panned out. Who wants the control? Who do you see wanting control? Democrats. It's communists. Evangelicals take it to heart when James reminds them, what is your life? And you are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Or when Paul writes, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed in us. Or when Jesus asks rhetorically, can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? So now, because we believe in an afterlife, we don't value life here on earth, which is very strange because the godless left are murdering babies by the millions. So, in one of the largest studies of its kind, the massive Social Capital Community Benchmark Survey in 2000 found that religious people are 25% points more likely than secularists to donate money and 23 points more likely to volunteer their time. It's evil, horrible Christians there. But this, atheists ranting against the Christian faith, which we're seeing increasingly. And it doesn't matter whether you believe in God or not. You know, there are just some things which, whether you believe in them or not, has no bearing on the consequences of not believing. Things like electricity, gravity, thermodynamics, and God. For such things, all unbelievers eventually get it. From Todd Starnes. Where are we at? Trump is demanding governors reopen churches. If they don't do it, I will, he says. He says, today I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogues, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services, he said. Some governors have deemed liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential, but have left out churches and other houses of worship. It's not right. Trump said his office will correct this injustice and called on governors to open these places of worship immediately. He urged religious leaders to make sure their venues were safe. He said, if there's any question, they'll have to call me, but they're not going to be successful in that call, Trump said. He pointed out that many millions of Americans embrace worship as an essential part of life. Well, Governor Jay Inslee out of Olympia, just hours after the president made that announcement, the governor's office released a written statement to Como News Radio, which says, while we have read the president's comments, there is no order. And we think he understands at this point that he can't dictate what states can or cannot open. Au contraire. The primary fundamental duty of the federal government is to protect the citizens' rights. The primary fundamental duty of the state's governments is to protect the citizens' rights. And when the states violate the citizens' rights, the federal government absolutely has the authority to intervene on behalf of the citizens whose rights are being violated. Just like if the federal government is violating the citizens' rights, the states have an obligation to intercede on behalf of the citizens. But, communists don't get that. Don't forget to mark your calendars. The Liberate America event in North Idaho is going to be taking place Saturday, June 13th from 10 a.m. to, I don't know, 3 p.m. It's going to be a great event. Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center will be speaking. Joey Gibson of Patriot Prayer. Love that guy. Representative Heather Scott, Patriot. Representative Matt Shea, Patriot. Ammon Bundy, Patriot. John Jacob Schmidt, Patriot. Lady Liberty, Patriot of Patriots. Scott Herndon, Jacqueline Gallion, Rob Chase, Pastor Afshin Yagtin, Ingrid Castle of Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Greg Pruitt of the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. Great guy doing great work. Chris Brumbles and Cornell Razor. All these are Patriots, super Patriots. So you're not going to want to miss this. There is camping, too, for $20. And if you got an RV, I think it's $49. So if you're coming from a long ways away, there's ways to make it happen. So definitely mark your calendar. It's coming up in just a few weeks. You won't want to miss it. All right, stay right there. Segment two coming up here at the Voice of the American Redoubt. Don't go away.
St. Thomas Aquinas said, "Someone who defends his life is not guilty of murder, even if he is forced to deal his aggressor a lethal blow." We are taught that legitimate defense can not only be a right, but a grave duty for one who is responsible for the lives of others. As your Idaho State Senator, I will always promote our right to defend ourselves and to have the means to do so. I like my government small, my taxes low, my border strong, and my speech free. If you agree, vote Alex Barron, State Senate District 3. Find out more at alexanderbarron.com, paid for by the committee to elect Alex Barron.
When a person desires respectability of people more than they stand in awe and fear of God, they sell out.
This is segment two of the Voice of the American Redoubt, and thank you guys for sticking around with us, and thank you for helping to spread the word of Radio Free Redoubt to your like-minded friends and family. This segment two is brought to you by our friends at Selkirk Mountain Real Estate, helping God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots like yourselves get strategically relocated to the panhandle of North Idaho, way up north, if that's where you want to go. And this actually getting very popular because of the prices in Kootenai County as the Patriots are flooding in, shoring up the numbers. They're spilling to the outlying counties, building those up as well. So Bonner County to the north, Shoshone County to the east, Latah County and Benawa County to the south, and Boundary County is the northernmost county right up against the Canadian border. Beautiful country. Prices are still considerably more affordable than right around the Coeur d'Alene area. But and for that reason, a lot of folks are moving there. Selkirk Mountain Real Estate helps folks do that. So SelkirkMountainRealEstate.com is the website. Speaking of websites, if you guys if you got a business or you're trying to get your website hosted, there is a Patriot-owned business, Christian Patriot-owned business, that is really taking good care of us. TLC Web Hosting, TLC, like Tender Loving Care, TLCWebHosting.com is their website. They take security very seriously. They've got a they just do a really great job of hosting, and they'll host for you. And make sure that you know, security, that your website is protected. And yeah, check them out. Okay, this is Memorial Day weekend. Yesterday when I did the show on Saturday, I completely had forgotten about this being Memorial Day weekend. It's all just blurring together, but I was thinking it was next weekend, the 30th, the 31st, and the 1st. But it's not. It's this weekend. So every year, Memorial Day, I like to take the time to talk about Memorial Day and what it means and what it is. Some people are like, remember to thank a veteran for, well, this is not Veterans Day. That's November. This is the time to honor and remember and never forget those who died, those who lost their lives in conflict, fighting for the United States in the military, in uniform. Now, often we take the time also to remember fallen firefighters and police officers and pretty much anybody who's worn the uniform. But it really isn't intended for military personnel who've lost their lives. And let me just take you to military.com. Each year on Memorial Day, Americans pause to remember the fallen and honor their sacrifice. Military.com pauses to remember the sacrifice of members of the Army, Air Force, Coast Guard, Marine Corps, and Navy. Memorial Day history. It was first established as Decoration Day after the Civil War. The holiday was set aside for families and friends to visit and decorate the graves of troops lost in the conflict. As time went on, the observance instead became known as Memorial Day until 1971, when Congress declared it an official holiday set to fall annually on the last Monday in May, which, if I were paying attention, would have made sense because June 1st is Monday next week. So, yes, it's the last Monday in May. So, this weekend. Service members, veterans, and their families know there's a big difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. While Veterans Day, November 11th, is a day set aside to celebrate all veterans, Memorial Day is a somber holiday dedicated to honor military fallen, with a special focus on those killed during military service or through enemy contact. Both holidays often include parades, ceremonies, and celebrations. But although Memorial Day also traditionally marks the beginning of summer with picnics and parties, many in the military community believe that at least a portion of it should be spent to mourn and honor the fallen. Now, there's a great article over at Redoubt News I want to share with you guys. This was an excerpt by Janine Turner, who is the founder and co-president at Constituting America. And she wrote a piece here, and it was reprinted and actually sent in by a reader, Doug Patterson, out of Priest River, Idaho. And this is what it says. No matter which war, they all fought the enemy, and the enemy knew that he would not prevail against men and women who had the divine right of liberty in their soul, passion in their hearts, and the supreme strength of military readiness. Memorial Day is the day to set aside time and sit down with our children and teach them about our wars and war heroes. It is a time to teach them about the Revolutionary War and the reasons why we fought it. They should know about the soldiers who walked barefoot in the snow, leaving the stain of their blood on the ice, and about those soldiers who died miserable deaths as POWs in the stifling bowels of the British ships at sea. They should know about heroes such as Paul Revere, Israel Putnam, and Nathan Hale, who said, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country." A strong and honest government based on the Constitution and ruled by the people through the Constitutional Republic will prevail, but only if we, as citizens, know about it, and only if our children are raised on the fruits of this knowledge. May God bless all of our servicemen and women, past, present, and future, who have fought valiantly for these principles. So anyway, what a beautiful thing and what a great sentiment that people are expressing. And right now at this time, not to leave this on a sour note, but it is important for us to understand where we are in our country and in our culture. Because this weekend, Breitbart News posted, they discovered and brought to our attention something that was placed in the New York Times. Memorial Day weekend, the New York Times published an editorial on the first day of Memorial Day weekend asking, "Why does the U.S. military celebrate white supremacy?" And that's the sick and twisted spin of these kind of people, and it's why we don't trust them anymore. The mainstream media have lost our faith and trust. And I'm grateful that most people see through it. When I talk to people who see the reporting from the local news television stations to the local newspapers and the peripheral rags that that are published in our communities, the people see through it. They know better. It's just sad that there's enough people that actually support it. They continue supporting it financially. But the masses are, well, they're ignorant of it. So we try to educate people as best we can. But Memorial Day, what a time. What an opportunity for us to remind people of the ultimate sacrifice that is paid for us, especially right now as the nation is trying to come out of this lockdown from this pandemic, and leftists, controllers, tyrants are continuing to attempt to keep our country choking, suffocating under these control measures. Businesses by the hundreds, thousands are going out of business. Suicides are up. Doctors are saying we've never seen suicide rates and attempted suicide type of cases like what we're seeing right now. The toll that is taking on people that are losing their fortunes, they're losing their businesses, everything they've poured everything into. I don't recall hearing about this type of sharp increase in the level of despair of people, except for reading stories about the Great Depression and the stock market crash of 1929. Not in our time. This is sad, but this is a fight. This is a fight, and I think that the men and women who laid their lives on the line and sacrificed their lives for us to be free are rolling in their graves right now, that we're allowing this type of theft of our economy and our liberties, the Constitution, so quickly, so stunningly quickly, have the leftists been able to implement tyranny. And the people are feeling very little recourse is left other than to forcibly take their freedoms back. That's how people are feeling right now. So remember those. Remember those who went before us and who paid the ultimate price for our freedoms. And let's not let their lives lost be in vain. We'll be back with segment 3 right after this. Are you prepared for an economic, socio-political collapse in America? Do you wonder how something like that could be possible? What would that even look like? I recommend Glenn Tate's 10-book series titled 299 Days. From a lawyer and government insider's perspective, he lays out a plausible scenario that could very well come about if we continue on the path we're on as a country. Through his fictional character, he lays out his own real-life journey to prepare himself and his family for the possibility of a future full of difficult challenges and what seem like impossible choices. 299 Days is a high-action dystopian novel written from the perspective of the average Joe American and outlines realistic plans and action steps that you could implement to prepare yourself and those around you for the difficult possibilities ahead. Go to 299days.com to learn more. This is segment 3 of The Voice of the American Redoubt, broadcasting from the free zones. God bless all of you guys in occupied territory out there, trying to make it one day at a time. And we're not without a fight here. We've definitely got our share of communists that are inside the wire trying to do their best. I guess I've been told that the communists have become aware of the Patriot rally on the 13th of June, and their heads are popping off left and right. They are absolutely spinning out about the hate and the extremism and, oh, we got rid of the Aryan nations, and now these extremists, these Christians, are going to try to force their views on us. And, oh, my gosh, they're just grasping at all kinds of straws. So, and so I guess they're saying all kinds of bad, mean things and stuff about us. But who cares? Who cares what a communist thinks about you? Who cares that the communists don't approve of you? That even matters. They're in our backyard. Oh, man. But anyway, that's where we are. That's what we saw coming. And you know what? Many have gone before us. We can draw from their lessons learned, and they've passed on to us, warned us. This is what you see. This is what you see coming. This is what they're capable of. This is what they're going to do. And you need to take it seriously. So we take it seriously. We know these people mean us ill will, and they want to destroy our country. But that's why we stand against them fearlessly, boldly, courageously. There's just too much. Too much has been sacrificed. Too much has been handed down to us for us to squander it. This segment is brought to you by Strategic Landscape Design, designs to keep you safe and to help you thrive on your property, your retreat property, to set it up for food production, for alternative power, to be self-reliant, defensibility, securing your water rights, all of that stuff. And also, if you're looking for properties to meet the criteria that you're looking for to meet those goals, and you want some help, that's what they do. They have a consulting business, and they've helped a lot of folks. StrategicLandscapeDesign.com. I want to share something with you that came out this week. We reposted it on our Facebook page from Kootenai County. Did you know? Great job, Patriot, that runs that and is an ally and a friend. And it's about the messaging that we are seeing that is intended to make us swallow the narrative and accept the agenda that ultimately is anti-American. It's through the terminology, and communists have always done this. The anti-Americans are really good at this. They've been doing this for a long time. But this is what they write. Did you know Americans are finally waking up and rejecting the new anti-American vernacular? Quote unquote, flatten the curve. We've all heard it, right? Flatten the curve. This was originally meant to prevent overwhelming medical services and spread out active cases over a longer and more manageable time frame. This legitimate plan was hijacked for political purposes and morphed into a goal of zeroing out the curve by locking down our country until there is a vaccine and no new cases. The same mindset that believes this is possible is the same one that believes a utopian society is possible with the next attempt at socialism. Social distancing. This is the wet dream fantasy of all collectivists, from the masked Antifa insurgents to the masked middle-aged hippies at Trader Joe's, from the celebrity sing-alongs on Zoom to the petty Democrat governors who strive to keep you isolated from your friends and church and focused on the state for your physical and emotional needs. In a true pandemic, we must quarantine those who are infected, exposed, or at high risk. But this brand of social distancing the entire populace is clearly and deliberately orchestrated to rob you of your sense of individual identity. Whether you're just a box in a Zoom group chat or behind a mask out in public, you're no longer Joe, but a non-person, just like the Equality 7-2521. Read Ayn Rand's novella, Anthem. And I agree. That's excellent. Anthem. Actually, I think I've read just about everything of Ayn Rand's. But he writes, "Don't believe me? Look into the eyes of a masked shopper next time you're in a grocery store, and what do you see staring back at you? The end game is the destruction of the American spirit of individualism. No, we will not social distance. Next, we are all in this together." Now, remember that phrase, because we're going to talk about that. Lady Liberty and I are going to be talking about that here in just a few minutes in segment 4. But we're all in this together. It's easy for government officials and so-called experts to say in speeches and on the endless parade of public service commercials, they're still collecting paychecks and pension contributions and giving a tour of their extensive ice cream collection while Americans are losing their businesses, filing for bankruptcy, and committing suicide at record rates. No, we're not all in this together. Quote, essential workers and honoring frontline workers, close quote. Just like identity and racial division politics practiced by the left, this is a long understood Alinsky tactic to divide America, create strife, resentment, and envy. The non-essential ditch digger is anything but when his children see food on their dinner table. A united America is the foundation of our free society. And this, quote, essential versus non-essential, unquote, garbage needs to stop. And why are we doing flyovers and hand claps for frontline hospital workers? Except for high-density New York City, hospitals and temporary medical tents are empty. Many not even seeing a single case. No more hand claps for people doing a job they chose to do, and we pay handsomely to do it. Finally, quote, the new normal, close quote. As stated in a previous post, this is a mantra repeated over and over again by socialists in the complicit media to indoctrinate you to accept revolutionary changes in American society. No, there's nothing normal about this fundamental transformation of America, as our former divider-in-chief once put it. In light of all the recent statistics showing this is not a pandemic, and yet you're still afraid to go out into public or in a very high-risk group, fine, continue to shelter at home. But we're moving on with life and boldly restoring our rights, rejecting these phrases in their socialist revolution with every step we take. Amen and amen. This is not normal. When they say the new normal, well, they keep saying the new normal, this is not normal. Don't accept it. This is not normal. Already, if you haven't looked at your phone, they are already downloading social tracing, tracking apps. There's a great article over at patriotdailypress.com. Tech for contact tracing will be included in the latest iPhone update, whether you like it or not. And sure enough, it's there. I've got some great articles about this. Apple and Google both are guilty. And I looked at my phone. I have an Android. I looked at it. Sure enough, COVID-19 alert has been downloaded without my knowledge or my permission. And let me pull it up here. Hold on one second. Got to do my super deduper password. And where is it? And pull it up. And I took a screenshot of it. And sure enough, under your settings, under Google, and then Google settings, services, COVID-19 exposure notifications. Evidently, these use Bluetooth because your GPS tracking is not accurate enough to determine whether or not you're come within 6 feet of a person who has been potentially exposed to alert you. And this is the stuff that the governments are using. So when I go into a store, I put my phone, I just leave it in the vehicle. And in some cases, I will put it in a Faraday bag and then go on and resume my business. But I no longer take my phone into any establishment or any place where I'm going to be around other people. So you may want to consider doing the same. There's a lot more tradecraft involved with that as far as making sure that you're not being identified by contact tracers as, you know, being potentially infected or potentially exposed to someone who potentially could be affected or infected or exposed, maybe, but we don't know until the testing is over. So we're going to have to forcibly quarantine you. No, we're not going to play that game. So anyway, there's a lot more on that, guys, but I'm going to go ahead and go into a break so we can come back with segment four, bring on Lady Liberty, and we're going to talk about this new normal, so-called new normal. And really, we're going to focus on, I know we want to talk about, we're all in this together. Are we? That's what they want you to believe. What that means is get on board with our plan. Don't question it, comrade. And, well, it's not normal. We'll talk about that in just a moment. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. Stay right there.
Greetings, Patriots. This is Chris Walsh, broker at Revolutionary Realty, located in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I sell land and backwoods cabins to America's Patriots every day. Creeks, springs, timber, and game, good survivable property without natural disasters. The state of Idaho has a balanced budget, and our people believe deeply in the Second Amendment. Call me today at 208-667-1776, or visit me online at www.revrealty.us. I'll be glad to serve you, and God bless America.
St. Thomas Aquinas said, "Someone who defends his life is not guilty of murder, even if he is forced to deal his aggressor a lethal blow." We are taught that legitimate defense can not only be a right, but a grave duty for one who is responsible for the lives of others. As your Idaho State Senator, I will always promote our right to defend ourselves and to have the means to do so. I like my government small, my taxes low, my border strong, and my speech free. If you agree, vote Alex Barron, State Senate District 3. Find out more at alexanderbarron.com, paid for by the Committee to Elect Alex Barron.
Welcome back to the fourth segment. This is the last segment of Radio Free Redoubt for tonight. And pretty good show. Good stuff so far that we're able to cover. And we got Lady Liberty in the studio with us now. Segment four is brought to you by Werks Holsters. WERKZ.com is the website. Custom Kydex holsters and magazine carriers made here in the American Redoubt. A lifetime guarantee on all their products. And they actually started shifting their production toward, even though that's custom holsters and magazine carriers, they started shifting toward customized configurations, lasers, tactical lights, and all of the, you know, myriad different types of brands and configurations and models and stuff. And that's what they are making. And it's very hard to find that perfect holster that's going to fit like a glove, you know, that that tack light and the laser or, you know, whatever optics that you might have on there. But that's what they do. And of course, they make regular holsters too, inside the waistband, outside the waistband. But, yeah, check him out, works.com. All right, now, in the last segment, I mentioned to you a piece that was put up by Kootenai County Did You Know. It's a Facebook page, and they do a really good job. And the one segment there jumped out at me, especially with what Lady Liberty and I were talking about. By the way, Lady Liberty, thank you for being with us again, with me, joining me on segment four.
Of course, glad to be here.
Now, the one quote that jumped out at me is, "We are all in this together." Are we really all in this together, this pandemic?
No way. Are we in this together? There are two definite camps.
Yeah, very divided. So, well, let's talk about that. If we're not all in this together, what are the sides? I mean, what you said, there's definitely two distinct sides to this, approaches to this.
Well, you know, I believe this started several years ago, where at one point we all declared it is time for us to polarize. We started seeing communism prevalent in everything, right? And communism, you could just call communism anti-God. You know what I mean? And that really is the backbone of communism anyway, is, you know, Karl Marx's statement of, my goal in life is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism. And so two camps started right at the time that we started seeing communism taking over everything. So you've got the camp for God and the camp against God. And I'd have to say that's where the polarization started.
Right.
And now you could even just a step down from anti-God or pro-God, you could also say anti-truth, pro-truth, right? It's basically going to be the same representation of the same thing.
Right.
God is truth anyway. So the people that end up being on the side of communism, oddly enough, always end up falling for the lies as well. So
when I see we're all in this together, what it's a soft way of saying comply, go along with it.
Right. And, you know, that's a propagandist statement right there, where they're trying to think for you. They're trying to put thoughts into your own head because that's what they're used to doing, right?
Right.
Thinking for you, and everybody just follows along and says, yeah, you're right. We're all in this together. But that is not the case.
Yeah. I'm seeing some news headlines that are coming out right now that blood on the boardwalk, this is according to Drudge, which Drudge has taken a sharp turn to the left. Violence erupts as crowds swarm to reopened beaches. Six shots at Daytona Beach. Breaking all the rules is the next headline. So what they're basically trying to say, the subliminal message here is this reopening America is a failure. It's failing. Nobody's following the rules. There's violence. It's just not working out.
And of course, when they're trying for every power grab in the book, that is exactly what they're going to want you to think,
yeah.
Right? That, hey, look, our power grab is working, right?
Yep.
you're gonna stick with us on this power grab, right? You know, no, it's not. In fact, you know, I've got one case right here that goes in the face of that. The governor of Georgia, he has done exactly opposite of that. We're looking at a Republican governor, Governor Brian Kemp, who reopened the whole state of Georgia on April 24th. They had, a pinnacle for these Chinese virus cases on April 20th. And the max number that they had at that point was 927 confirmed cases. And so they opened the whole state on the 24th, which included opening things like gyms, fitness centers, bowling alleys, body art studios, barbers, cosmetologists, hair designers, nail care artists, aestheticians and their respective schools, massage therapists, etc. And by May 11th, their cases were down to just 258 cases.
Wow.
So they had seen, they had opened the entire state, and in fact, they didn't open theaters, private social clubs, and restaurants until 3 days later, but they opened those on April 27th. And so even then, I mean, basically,
almost a month ago.
Yeah, virtually every business was opened back up, and they still saw a sharp decline in cases. So that flies right in the face of that current statement.
So it does. It basically shuts down the panic pushers and their argument that if we open up, people are going to die, it's going to get worse, it's going to explode. We're keeping the numbers down, and the whole thing is a sham.
It's just something that's going to try to make you fear and jump back on board with their power grab.
Yep. Isn't that interesting, too, that they say those on the right, the Christian conservatives, they sell fear. They have to, it's a message of fear to try to advance what we're trying to advance. But what we're seeing in actuality is the opposite. It's the left, it's the globalists, it's the communists that use messages of fear to oppress the people. And they always have.
Right, exactly. And in contrast, Christians are told not to fear. We're not given a spirit of fear. You know, you're supposed to exercise good judgment, critical thinking skills, which we've all done.
Yep.
We all took in what came towards us, and we evaluated the data, and we said, okay, well, we see that this isn't quite as bad as they're hyping, and we made fair assessments, and we're seeing that, you know, okay, time to go back to normal.
Yes.
Right? So,
and not accept this as the new normal. This is not normal.
Exactly. This is a crazy power grab. So unconstitutional. And just because it's supposed to be a pandemic, which it actually isn't even a pandemic, you know, yes, it's a flu, and yes, lots of people died from it, and you know, that is the case. But you know, we're just not seeing all the numbers that they had declared in the first place. So
okay, so if we're not all in this together, what should we be all in together on?
Well,
there's something that came out very, very cool from the Epoch Times.
Yeah. Epoch Times ran this petition that is still running right now, and it's really cool. It's called Let's End Communism Together, right? So here's the other side of the story, right? We're not all in this together. There's the communists, and then there's the Americans. And
yep.
And so they've had over 63,000 signatures so far on this petition to end communism. And where you can go to sign that petition is to CCPvirus, as in Charlie,
Papa.
virustruth.com. And it'll take you right there, and you can just go ahead and sign their petition. Or you could also go to rejectccp.com. It takes you to the same place. And so I found that to be a much better option than to think that we had to stay on board with the propaganda.
Okay, let me just track this real quick. I'm going to ccpvirustruth.com. Okay, and here it is. Reject the Chinese Communist Party. The Chinese Communist Party's cover-up led to a pandemic that now threatens the lives of people around the globe. See through the deception and keep yourself and your family truly informed. Let's reject the CCP. Great. Okay, good. So we're there. And these guys are doing a great job. I mean, they're calling it out for what it is.
Oh, definitely. And one of their points that they make is that the CCP is, you know, the Chinese Communist Party is directly responsible for the global lockdown. And not only that, but this virus is basically just the tip of the iceberg, as we're seeing their funding of all the Maoist groups that are turning our Republican states over to Democrat states for this election.
Turning blue states purple and purple states blue, or turning red states purple and purple states blue. Right.
Basically the opposite of what we need them to be.
Yes.
And so the fact that the CCP has endless money to fund these kind of operations is, I mean, gosh, that is treasonous.
Yep.
That China would be interfering with our presidential election, and especially this critical election,
where we're
going to get Trump elected again, unless they flip the rest of those states over to Democrat states.
Yeah, they are pulling out all the stops to try to alter this election.
Oh yeah,
this is a coup. This is a soft coup. What's taking place right here? It's an attack.
Their level of organization on that front is downright scary. I mean, gosh, no wonder we don't really have to worry about the Democrat candidate, right?
I mean,
if they don't even have to have a good one, which they're not going to anyway.
No.
But what they'll do
is they put all their energy into getting the leftist Republican in those positions, in some of those, and others. Their Democrats are outright winning in these.
Yeah, right.
Elections.
And I mean, the Electoral College will be completely taken over by the Democrat vote if these Maoist groups are able to flip these states. And so far, you know, they've been successful in the one state, and nothing saying they can't do it to the rest of them, too. So
while the globalists are saying we're all in this together, what we should be saying, let's
get rid of the Chinese element in America.
Let's get rid of communism together. Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Yep.
And, well, communism, definitely, that comes through the UN. It comes through all of everybody that supports the UN, and China is one of their biggest supporters. And so,
well, they're one of the biggest influencers. They have the people in the World Health Organization, which is at the epicenter of this, the policies that are being driven down into every one of these countries. The World Health Organization is
Right, exactly.
Creating the policy.
Yeah, and then with the help of supposed American Bill Gates, right, who is such a huge supporter of the WHO that, you know, besides being a supporter of the Chinese government as well, you know.
Well, Bill Gates, like you exposed last week, is the second highest contributor to the United Nations after the United States.
To the WHO.
To the world, right, correct. The World Health Organization, right.
Right. But he's walking in lockstep thinking with the UN and China on all of their communist ideals. So,
wow.
But here's, you know, here's something that I found really interesting, especially to throw in the face of this whole Bill Gates vaccine idea, right? I ran across this, and this is something so odd. I kind of marveled. I'm a horseman, right? And so I know that when I go to use horse warmers, which you do regularly with your horses.
Or for deworming.
For deworming. Yeah. It's just a regular thing that horsemen do and all livestock owners do. But what you use for your horse warmer is an ingredient called ivermectin. Of course, you rotate, but ivermectin is a standard warmer and anti-parasite thing. And what I ran across was they are starting to experiment with ivermectin, which is also an anti-parasitic for humans. Well, they found, wow. let me read this. This is so bizarre. Scientists at the University of Kentucky's College of Medicine said they'll investigate the effectiveness of azithromycin, ivermectin, and chemostat metasalate, drugs that could inhibit replication of the CCP virus, commonly known as the novel coronavirus, which causes the disease COVID-19. The trial is the first in the United States to examine using ivermectin, a medicine used to treat parasites in humans with COVID-19. Ivermectin killed COVID-19 in the lab within 48 hours, researchers said in April.
Wow.
And I went, oh, really? I hadn't even realized that there was a anti-parasite form of ivermectin for humans. But same stuff you use in your horses, I guess you can use on yourself if you had COVID-19 and it kills it within 48 hours. So, not to kind of ruin.
Which we're not prescribing.
Yeah, not exactly. I'm not prescribing, and I'm not saying.
We're saying studies are being done that are providing some hope that this could be another effective.
Yes, exactly. Means. That might actually take billions of dollars out of the pockets of
big pharmaceutical
big pharma
companies.
And yep. Bill Gates.
Yes.
I mean, gosh, ivermectin is available in every single doctor's office.
This is what they're afraid of. They need us all to be in this together. They need us to need what they need for their plan to succeed is for us to depend on the vaccine that they're producing that we will all take and which will ultimately lead to these immunization passports. So basically, their biggest fear is that we don't need them.
Exactly.
We don't need you.
Yeah.
And they're going to fight that. Well, they already are, as we see.
You can get human ivermectin from every single doctor's office in America.
Wow.
And so just that fact alone, I mean, it kills it in 48 hours, this says here. So I would have to say, gosh, Bill Gates, so much for your absolutely necessary vaccine.
Don't need you.
Yeah.
Go to China, where you belong.
That's right.
Or in a prison, or
Well, worse. And the Italian government wanted to arrest Bill Gates. I think they still have that.
Yeah. Human rights are plans to like crimes against humanity that level.
They are absolutely out to have him arrested right now. So
wow, unbelievable. Yeah. That's good news. Let's hope, right?
No kidding.
All right. Well, okay, we got to wrap stuff up, but do you have anything else? Anything else pressing that you wanted to make sure that you got out before we close up?
Well, just that they were looking at a House bill in Congress that was House Bill H.R. 6666 that was going to be funding all of this contact tracing, and they were looking at putting aside $100 billion to fund all these contact tracing things. And so I noticed recently that there's a huge job recruitment posting that says that that they're paying $17 to $22 an hour for these positions, and the organization that is hiring is out of Washington, D.C., and they're called Contrace, and it's contrace.org. But fortunately, this bill, this H.R. 6666, what a odd number, huh?
Yeah.
is not getting much traction. It is being decried as absolutely unconstitutional.
Draconian.
And just absolutely... They said if you could sum up this bill in one word, that word would be terrifying. And so hopefully it's going to tank before it gets anywhere else. But
I would say if you could sum up that bill in three words, it would be Nazi Germany 1937.
Well, no kidding. Yeah. Because they're saying that Justin Haskins, he is the editorial director and research fellow at the Heartland Institute. He said the tracing and monitoring provisions of H.R. 6666 can be summarized with this one word, terrifying. He said, giving government the power to conduct surveillance on Americans who have committed no crimes and have not been suspected of committing crimes is incredibly dangerous, regardless of public health concerns, he says.
Yeah, and to detain them against their will.
Yes. And he said that he's agreeing with Attorney General William Barr, who said the constitutional rights of Americans don't magically disappear because the nation is in the middle of a pandemic. So,
yeah, excellent. Well, it's encouraging that people with some the right sensibilities are on the right side of this fight. And really throwing a lot of roadblocks in front of these. They see it
exactly.
for what it is.
And can we just, you know, offer a huge thanks and praise to the governor of Georgia for opening that state and providing
taking a leadership role.
Yeah, taking a leadership role. And he's a Republican,
yep.
so he's not part of the same Democrat governors from the
right.
Council of Governors that are all working on the same side
and
in
it
the
is
same
shameful.
Organization.
It is shameful that not one of the governors in the American Redoubt fall into that leadership category, that the example that the Georgia governor is setting.
That's right. But thank goodness he did, because then
yep.
because he did that, that has given us a basis to provide actual data that contradicts what they're trying to claim.
Exactly.
So thank goodness for him.
Yeah. Well, this is that's good information, and that is truly encouraging. All eyes on Georgia right now, as the standard. I mean, as the we want the measure, you know,
yeah.
to the example to look to for when people start saying, "Oh, it's going to be too dangerous. Lives, you know, it's a we're trying to shorten the curve." And
that's right. We'll say, "Really, defy the whole state of Georgia?" Then,
yeah, exactly. Well, they're going to try. they're defying the Constitution, so there's really no limits for them. But yeah, Lady Liberty, thank you so much for being with us once again. We'll look forward to doing it next week.
Yep, so glad to be here. It's awesome.
All right. Hey, God bless all of you guys. You have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. You be safe out there, and we'll catch you next Saturday. Stay tuned for Liberty State Radio. And in fact, Lady Liberty has an announcement in that. This will be the last Liberty State Radio episode tonight. You're hearing it tonight. It will also be uploaded to Liberty State Radio, the Podbean site. However, this will not be her last radio show. She's shifting gears. She's going to switch directions And I'll let her explain all of that. But you'll definitely be hearing more from her week after week from here on out. It will just be under a different banner other than Liberty State Radio. But anyway, like I said, she'll explain the rest. All right, guys, God bless. This is John Jacob Schmidt. And if you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name, too. Good night.